You know, God has built it into men to love women, right? To sacrifice for women. You know, they have to overcome this thing about saving their mom or saving people. That's a hard one because they're not Jesus. But it's still built into a man, you know, to sacrifice for his country because his family and all that stuff. But you see what happened to Samson. You see what happened to David. You see what happened to Abraham. The whole Muslim nations came from Abraham and his concubine or whatever she was. You see what happened to to one of the kings or the priest. We know the priesthood, one guy, he wouldn't rebuke his sons because what he was, he was a priest, right? And his sons were doing some crazy stuff, and he wouldn't rebuke them, and God pretty much killed him. And there's always consequences, you know. There's always consequences. It is what it is. You either deal with the consequences, repent, and move on. Whatever it is. It don't even have to be related to that. It could be anything. I'm watching somebody. We had to boot them to the curb, and they're still stalking. They can't stop that revenge program. Most people can't stop the program. There's a program running in them, and they don't even see it. That's the sad part. There's a program running in most people, and they don't even see it. They don't even see the program that's running. Because they're sold out to the flesh mind. When you get saved, you got the spirit mind. The Holy Spirit's going to convict you and show you the truth. The only thing that the unsaved can do is be afraid of the law. The letter of the law killeth. And so the unsaved only fear the law. The saved want to do what's right by the Spirit. But these programs that were in your dad or your mama or your grandparents, these are things that, look, a truck just went by, said NC Roofing. Replacement specialist. And it's right in front of my face. It's blue. What is a roof? I'm trying to decode. What is a roof? I'm trying to decode the hologram. And then to my right, there's one truck that says NC Roofing. On the right, there's a truck that says Alpha and Omega on the back of the truck. Let's see, construction group, Alpha and Omega, and a roofing company. And over to the other side, there's a truck with RAM on the back, just as bold as all get out. A Ram truck. I mean, these signs are like in your face, and you're actually able to decode, you know, stuff from, it could be your heart, your mind, your storyline, what's going on around you. I'll tell you, when those storms hit, they hit places I lived that I don't live there anymore, but I lived there. Each one of those places that was the storm hit, I lived there about a year. Carolina Beach, about a year. Tampa, Florida area, about a year. It kind of reminds me of the time Raleigh, North Carolina got flooded. I lived there for about a year working with a phone company. bell south. Not in the office where people program the phones, just pulling wires, you know. I don't know how to hack a phone, if anybody's listening, because somebody said I did before. I don't know how to hack a phone. I don't know how to hack anything. I'm trying to, except for the Spirit Ram, I try to hack the Spirit Ram, but it's really hacking me. Two trucks just went by, J.B. Hunt, right after, not related. And so, trying to hack into the unseen by just looking at the scene, that's what I mean by that. Seeing the unseen by what's going on in the seen world. So really, I know it sounds scatterbrained, but I'm not. I'm getting to a point. These programs that were casting down, these strongholds were casting down, these patterns that were created in your bloodline, and everybody has them, they're only overcome by the blood. You got to claim the blood of Jesus. But if you notice in your life, let's say you're just working a job and some contractor comes up and starts talking, and they talk a talk that was maybe used to think that way 20 years ago, or as a child or a teenager, and you're thinking, you still think that way? You still act that way? You still... You know, like some people want revenge, like that person who's mad because they got booted to the curb. They're just driving around stalking. You think they're going to break a program? No, they're not going to break the program. They're living in the old program, and they're not even aware of what they're doing. So when God reaches in, saves you, you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you start to escape the programs, the world, the flesh, prior life, you're going to be tested. And any kind of little semblance of a program that's still there is going to be purged. And it's going to be purged big time. And usually what you face off with that's upsetting you, that's triggering you, provoking you, or whatever, that trigger point, and if it's still around, you've got to figure out why would you get triggered by that? Where did it come from? And you might know. And you shake your head and say, well, man, why does that even trigger me? Why does that even bother me? So going all the way back to Samson, going back to David, going back to, and it's always the man, you know, the responsibility usually falls on the man, even though it might be a situation that a woman might initiate, but it's always on the man. The man's gonna stay in control or not stay in control, you know. And so these trigger points are to remind you, hey, you gotta look a little bit deeper. You gotta dig deeper. What is really going on here? What is the issue? Even if you're not doing anything, you're just being triggered by it. You know, it just triggers you, you know. What is really going on? You see a lot of characters in the Bible, and that was before people were sealed with the Holy Spirit, who were kept following those trigger points. And they kept following those trigger points to their demise. The same kind of situations will come up, and they finally learn their lesson. You could see it with when the nation of Israel left Egypt. Moses went up there, and hey, how you doing?
Sorry, my thing was going.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good. I'm doing these deposits up here, and then I'll get started. Okay.
So those trigger points. Are like big red flags, bold signs. Hey, there's something you're dealing with. There's still something you're dealing with. And a blast from the past, or a movie, or a song or whatever, still trying to trigger, I mean, still trying to bring that to the surface to deal with it, you know. I'm at the bank, so I'm kind of changing my mode. You never know what they're listening to. And they look at you like you're crazy if you really start. Roll up my windows till she's ready. So those trigger points come to the surface to remind you something. So, you know, when you're studying your Bible, if you're rightly dividing it, it's to make you whole. It's not just, you're not studying your Bible just to study it. You're not dealing with people just to deal with people. You're not learning the code or the etymology, or you're not learning life lessons just to learn life lessons. You're learning life lessons to become whole. W-H-O-L-E. Body, soul, spirit. So that wholeness, as you really set your intentions to walk in that, finances, health, mental, spiritual, psychological, eye gate, ear gate. When I say eye gate and ear gate, I'm talking about what you look at, what you listen to, your thought life, being aware, self-aware. I've been listening to the Spiro guy, S-P-I-R-U, about awareness, you know. And he says, what is awareness? And I made one comment on the video because he was talking about just being aware of being aware is awareness. That's the ultimate awareness. People make it more complicated than this. It's like if you tell somebody, hey, stand up. They ask you, what is awareness? What is the root of who you are? And they say, they ask you, what is that? What are you saying? What does that mean? What is awareness? Well, and you tell them, hey, stand up. And they say, I'm standing up. That's it. You got it. You're always aware. You're always aware. Even if you didn't have your five senses, you'd still be aware. I guess people who get into vegetable state, I don't know if they're aware or not, but they probably are. But they're aware in a different way. So as you approach wholeness, as you approach awareness, as you approach a new way of thinking, as you approach freedom, financial, emotional, could be legal even. If you approach freedom and wholeness, those old shadows that's no longer you try to appear. It's not you anymore. But if it still triggers you, there's still something to be healed, you know. And since we don't have our new bodies yet, there's always going to be something that triggers you. So there's always a new lesson, object lesson to move you closer to wholeness. But the wholeness, when you decode the words and the reality, the letter, the symbol shapes, words, letters, everything is coded. When you decode it to its root, you realize it's all about wholeness. Every moment, step into wholeness or step into death. That's a choice of every moment. You're either living in Genesis 3 deception or revelation of Christ.
All right. Okay. Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Take it easy. So something hits you. Let's say it's something from the past, on the job, in your business, in your car, your health, whatever. So something hits you to trigger you, right? And you're like, you're aware, so you're sitting back watching yourself. So this is the secret. I'm trying to tie it all together. It's a whole lot, but it takes years to get there. So if you don't understand me, that's fine. Just listen to it 3 times, maybe it'll click. So you have to admit you have programs. You also have to know what awareness is. You know the real you. You're actually seated in the heavenlies in Christ, and you're actually watching yourself as you go through this simulated game that we're playing down here with the archons and the the flesh mind, spirit mind. So you got your spirit mind and you got your flesh mind. And those two are fighting each other. And the only way you're going to win is die, die daily. So when the flesh mind flares up or they don't mean to trigger you. This, my point is, they don't know they're triggering you. They don't mean to trigger you. It's their program that they're running on that triggers you, or it's a program you're doing with. So you're self-aware of these programs and these triggers points for a reason. It's not you. You already won. You've already won in Christ. You're seated in the heavens. You're sealed until the day of redemption. But God is using, whether it's a decode, the Bible, people, relationships, whatever, God is using those situations, YouTube channel, everything that is hitting your five senses, God is bringing you back to wholeness. If you made it this far, hallelujah. So when you're self-aware, even when you get upset or get mad or get scared of something, or you get bent out of shape about something, or somebody makes you mad, you know it's not you. You're not really mad at them. You're triggered by something that's not even real. It's just a program. When you really see the simulation, you see the repeat cycle, you realize the devil's real game. The devil's game is to get you to believe a lie. Now, this other person that you're in a friendship with, relationship with, marriage with, family, whatever, this other person might be believing a lie, just like Adam and Eve. Eve ate the apple. These other people around you might be believing lies, and you're trying to love these people and talk to these people, and they don't really know you, and you're trying to say that's a program, and they say, quit judging me. Self-righteous bigot or something like that, or whatever they say, you know. I don't even talk to them anymore much. You know how they are. They're trying to, the born-again Christians, we never say we're perfect. We have never said that. It's the contrary. We admit we're sinners and we deserve hell, and we need a Jesus to be saved. But as we approach that wholeness and we don't say things, do things, go places like we used to, you know, when I was in college, we'd all go to the topless bar, had no conviction. I mean, had a little bit of conviction, but then you might say, why am I even going here? This is stupid. Why am I going up the stage, put a dollar in some woman's clothing? How stupid is that? You know, as you look back, you know, you probably went because your college roommate said, let's go party, let's go drink, you know. You were just going along with the crowd, but that was a program. It was a program. It wasn't even real. A waste of your time, energy, and effort. It didn't do you no good. It was an eye gate thing, and it was really because your roommates or society had a program and tried to tell you. You know, there used to be programs on the computer, on the TV. This is why when you cut the TV off and you cut the music off, you're breaking serious programs from the culture. This Bud's for you, so they want everybody addicted to Bud Light. So if you got somebody around you who's an alcoholic or drinking or whatever, it's because of the program of the TV and the music. This Bud's for you. No, it ain't. Coors Light. I mean, I don't even drink. How do these commercials that I would be just watching, I might even be watching Charles Stanley and this beer commercial. Come on. You've been programmed from a child. And everybody around you is programmed, but 99% of people don't know that they're even in a program. You start talking to a legalistic person who's in church, who says they're saved, they don't even know they're in legalism. It's a program. So then, when you become self-aware, you understand that you're watching yourself in this daily repeat cycle, whatever you want to call this, Truman Show, true man. Think about the Truman Show. He's the true man because he had his heart, he wanted to do what's right. Everybody's watching him and test, you know. It's a Truman Show. Who's the true man? Who has the true heart? Is your heart true? Are you true? Do you really love that person, or was it something else? Can you love that person? Can you deal with that person's triggers and your and not be triggered? Can you deal with that person's programs? Can you marry that woman who has programs and triggers and triggers you, and y'all walk in the spirit together in truth? Can you do it? What happens when somebody walks in one of those old Adamic nature programs and it makes you mad? Are you able to still walk in love, agape love for that person? You might have Eros love, but can you walk in agape love? You might have phileo love for somebody, which is friendship love. You might have storge love for somebody, which is family love. But can you walk, when they run on that program, can you walk in agape love, which is God's love, when they're in the wrong program? And it's something you have to practice, you know. The man's drawn to the woman like white on rice, or a magnet, or a, what's the word, like, and she knows it. And the sad part is she knows it, she uses it, she don't even know she's in the program. She's using it to mess with that person's emotions. Sometimes they know it, sometimes they don't. And I think it's a program that is built in, whether it's the man or the woman, there's programs that's built into them. They can't stop, you know, they can't help it. But then when you're aware of it, then you can help it. And sometimes you might have to separate, or you might have to separate from certain kind of people, or you might have to have a talk, or you might have to say, hey, I need a break, or something like that. And if you say that to somebody who, let's say you're really close to a spouse or somebody, a friend or somebody, you say, hey, I need a break, they're gonna think you're mad at them, or they did something. But if they don't know, if they don't understand the programs and the flesh mind and those things you're trying to break, and try not to step into some kind of stupidity with them, they think you're mad at them, or they think you're weak, or they think you're cutting off the friendship, or whatever the relationship. They don't understand you're just trying to stay in equilibrium, because you have triggers from your childhood or bloodline or culture or whatever that you've been working on your whole life, and they don't even know what those things are. God always wins. Jesus wins. You always just give it back to Him, but you still have to go through that cutting, that turning, that whatever it is. Let's say you go home, and all of a sudden this notice comes in the mailbox. You gotta take care of this in 3 days. It's like, what? Where'd that come from? What in the world? Or you get a phone call, this got to be done right now. And you're like, I'm in the flow, man. Why are you bothering me with these stupid chores or bills or whatever I got to do? Tax man, IRS man, tax, tags, titles. One good thing about doing rideshare, they always give you an email or notice 30 days before your stuff's due. So, you know, you see a lot of people forget to pay their taxes or tags or whatever. And then they have to rush and go crazy. You've been out of shape. But once you go through the cycle enough times, you already know what's coming around. Those same bills, those same chores, those same things are going to come right back around. So you better prepare. And you're going, as you go through enough cycles in life, you start to prepare. And prepare is pre-cut. And you've been through it so much, you know your triggers and you know what you need to do and you want peace and you know you need to take care of this. You know you have to have the hard conversation, and you don't want, you love that person and you don't want them to be, you don't want to hurt them, but you have to have the hard conversation, and you know that program that they're running on, they're going, it's going to trigger them. And so you're caught between a rock and a hard place most of the time in your life. But it's okay. You always end up winning. You always overcome in Christ.